going well, I'm going shell, I'm going well on shell, shell, shell. Oh, what a day, I'm on my way, I can be sure of shell. Well, the sun's in the sky, I'm riding high, I'm heading south on shell, shell, shell. Car's going well, it's easy to tell, oil in the engine shell. Oh, we're going well, all going shell, we're going well on shell, shell, shell. You can be sure, you can be sure, you can be sure of shell.
Hey all you space cats, welcome to the Black Hole Podcast. It is season 6, episode 2 of BD versus Corporate America, Bill Earl and Dead Eddie versus Corporate America. That was the shell jingle. We recorded that a while back and put it at the beginning of this podcast. And we figured we'd start with Shell. For obvious reasons, we're here in Pittsburgh. Shell just built a new cracker, ethane cracker plant in Beaver County. And some of the air quality days in Pittsburgh are a direct result of that. So we thought we'd start with a Shell jingle just to kick us off the right way. So that's our Shell jingle. We're here with Bill Earl. Say hello, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Bill's here, and I forgot to mention, Bill is a great graphic designer. He designed the Black Hole logo that you see that comes up when you click on the Black Hole Podcast. It's an awesome logo, a canary coming out of a cage, coming out of a coal mine. It really blew my socks off when he sent that to me. He went above and beyond with that, so he's a great graphic designer. We just made a design this morning, Bill, the Make Dulls Not War design, and might make that into shirts. Obviously, I've mentioned the peace treaty that I put up on the Mitch Vermeer website that suggests that we resolve our conflicts with non-lethal pistol duels. So any money through the sale of these shirts would go towards promoting that peace treaty and starting a non-lethal paintball, compressed air paintball gun pistol dueling company. So look for that design up on the Plot M website in the coming weeks, and pre-order a shirt, and then we'll make some up for you if you want them. I wanted to reiterate what we talked about this fundraiser, our project here. The fundraiser for the video series involving legal videos that explain what's illegal in this country. And I have the equipment. I have the video equipment to deliver this video series. So I thought I could get public defenders to volunteer maybe to do it. But really the money is going to be used to pay a lawyer to explain the laws of the land and put out this video series. So that's where the fundraising comes in. And I'm going to try to get an estimate from a legal firm to develop these videos and see what it would cost. So the other purpose of this podcast is to just give a little information about ourselves, a little bit of background, and so you get to know your musicians. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. My agenda as far as wireless wave. So for me, it all started in college. I went to the University of Pittsburgh. And before that, I lived in a small town out in the middle of nowhere in northwestern Pennsylvania called Utica. About 150, 200 people lived there off the beaten path. And when I moved to University of Pittsburgh, it was the first time I lived near a radio station, a radio transmitter that close to one. Obviously, there was a college radio station at the University of Pittsburgh. I think the antenna's on the Cathedral of Learning. And so I was living near there, but getting exposed to this wireless exposure. And then, of course, you have to mention the Druids. The Druids are a secret society at the University of Pittsburgh. They include editor of the college newspaper, the class president, so on and so forth. The leadership of the student leadership of the University of Pittsburgh there, this secret society called the Druids. They'd have pictures of cloaked figures in the college newspaper sometimes, and so my theory is that the Druids were experimenting with the college radio station and putting out dastardly radio waves that were affecting the student body and experimenting with wireless technology. So the Druids and their secret society may have led to some of my wireless sensitivities. So, you know, if I could ever find any of those Druids from when I was in college, man, what I would do to them, you know what I mean, Bill?
Yeah,
I would, sure. I would probably challenge them to a pistol duel, non-lethal pistol duel, like I prescribed in that peace treaty, you know what I mean, just to resolve some conflict, you know?
That actually sounds fun and effective, and
right,
and the best part about it is you know, nobody gets shot, you know?
Right, just, nobody gets killed injured.
They might have a bruise, but
right
that heals.
So I was exposed to that experimentation, and also there's obviously, this is 2002 to 2006 when I was at the University of Pittsburgh. So they were developing Wi-Fi back then. So there was the experimental University of Pittsburgh Wi-Fi inundating my body and brain as well. So there might be some kind of recourse against the University of Pittsburgh as well. You know, you never know. So
yeah.
So what about you, Bill? What's a story from college? What or any story you want to tell? Kind of give us a little bit of light on where you come from as an artist, as a musician, things like that.
Well, I went to college in Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and it's pretty much out in it's a different setting than University of Pittsburgh. It's out in the country in the middle of nowhere. It's a lot of woods and fields, and happens to be right in the middle of that landscape is one of the biggest energy providers for the east coast of the U.S. It's a big nuclear facility, and it's massive, and you can see it driving to Indiana, PA, you pass it and you can see it for miles. It's pretty impressive. And, you know, especially post 9/11, you know, the early 2000s, I was up there. I was in school, and, you know, it was always a concern that, you know, that specific area would be a target of, you know, any further terrorist attacks. People thought, oh, they're gonna take the energy grid next.
Right. Yeah.
But it was a minor concern of mine. You know, I really didn't think that it was a major target, and I thought that this was kind of just a incident that was bound to happen in America, and I didn't necessarily think there was going to be another one following it. But
and on the subject of Shell, you know, the Shell jingle, the energy jingle, we have nuclear energy. It's a little bit cleaner, but ultimately it's producing waste that we don't really know how to dispose of.
I think the last time I was through that area, I did see some wind power.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, maybe, you know, it's a rare thing in Pennsylvania, but there is a few and I'm pretty sure up in that region, Indiana County, there's some wind power as well starting.
Yeah, that's good. So that's a little insight to us a little bit, you know what I mean? We're going to continue to reveal little bits about our past, the censored versions of our past, I guess, you know, the radio friendly versions. But tune in for the jingles, and again, we're searching for people to help out with that video, with the website, so that we can release this this project. And yeah, I guess we'll just close out by plugging some businesses, our friends' businesses, friends' associates. Again, these businesses do not necessarily condone or endorse anything that is said on this podcast or has been said on this podcast in the past. You want to plug your website or anything, Bill?
Yeah, my website's BillEarl.com. And some businesses I'd like to mention. There's Pittsburgh Body Piercing in Polish Hill, Snaggletooth Tattoo, two doors down from that. And there's some other Constellation Coffee.
We had a great cup of coffee there the other morning.
We did.
They brewed some good coffee there.
As always, our local corner pub, Sonny's Tavern.
Oh yeah.
Which, you know, honestly, if Sonny's didn't exist, you know, we probably wouldn't be sitting here right now.
No, we kind of met through Sonny's, so yeah, we became a great collaboration, I think. So
yeah,
I'll plug some of my friends' businesses. There's French Creek Farms up in Utica, Pennsylvania. Great camping, kayaking, things like that. There's also Krabby Kelly's up there. It's a general store and bar. Get all your STDs at Krabby Kelly's. That's snacks, tobacco, and drinks. Also, you can ask for the Black Hole Shot. Over the holidays, I was promoting some Black Hole Shots for the podcast. So Kelly knows how to make them. I don't know if Tweet knows how to make them or not. Pretty simple. Jägermeister with a little bit of pepper sprinkled on top, a little black pepper, a little cool dust on top of your black liquor, the Black Hole Shot. There's my YouTube channel, Disability TV. Subscribe to that for journalistic endeavors. There's a Florida podcast on there. Some other videos, hiking, biking, kayaking. NeonGrouse.com. If you need a logo, screen printer, or embroidered on a piece of garment of clothing, look to NeonGrouse.com for all your needs. There's WPC Sportswear. They're right adjacent to Neon Grouse. They do great stuff with uniforms and things like that. Mainly screen printing, but promotional gifts and things like that. And, if you find yourself an inch in South Korea, stop by Liquor Burger, get yourself a drink, maybe try, see if you can get a Black Hole Shot there. Friends own that. I think they've changed ownership, but we still like to promote. I think that's still their favorite spot. So, but yeah, that's it for this episode. Tune in for episode 3. Thanks for listening. And anything you want to say in closing, Bill?
No. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Take care.
Take care.